I'm Michelle O'Neill for WVIK News. Davenport wants businesses and residents to be ready and informed about its flood protection plan. Next week, the Public Works Department will host two public meetings to tell them what to expect and when as the Mississippi River rises. Nicole Gleason, Davenport Public Works Director, says the first meeting will be held Monday afternoon at 4:30 at the Police Department. The second will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. at City Hall.
We have two floodplain managers with the city. We will have them on site. And so if any residents or businesses want kind of one-on-one consultations in regards to, you know, if they should look at raising mechanicals, different insurance questions, things like that.
After the record-setting flood 4 years ago, Davenport hired a consultant to create a flood resilience study. The City Council approved it in 2021, but most projects are still in the planning stage.
We'd had several recommendations from the Army Corps, and those have all been incorporated into the flood plan. One of the differences people would maybe see is if we do have to set up the temporary flood wall, we would likely have a lot more no parking situated adjacent to the flood wall. That's probably the biggest difference.
Local forecasters say there's an 82% chance of major flooding on the Mississippi River at Lock and Dam 15. That's 3 feet above flood stage. They'll release a fourth outlook on March 23rd. Federal regulators have approved the merger of Canadian Pacific and Kansas City Southern Railroads. The newly created railroad will connect freight from Canada to Mexico. The Surface Transportation Board says the deal will improve safety and reduce carbon emissions. Board Chairman Martin Oberman said the approval comes with an unprecedented 7-year oversight period.
If a problem were to arise, if the projections turn out not to come to fruition, that is why we have the oversight period. That is why we will have the authority to order further mitigation if the facts on the ground require it.
Cities and towns in eastern Iowa are anticipated to see the highest rail traffic increases nationally. Oberman called for local governments to keep track of and report the length and frequency of train-blocked rail crossings. This is a primary concern of officials in Comanche who are concerned about delays. You're listening to WVIK.